She is a multi-talented marvel, a published poet, singer, and entrepreneur. Lilith Hyacinth Nelson was born in Kingston. She received her primary education at Calabar Infant and Elementary and Cedar Valley Elementary, or as she calls it, finishing school in St. Thomas. She then moved on to St. Hugh's High School and then the University of the West Indies. We begin her story as a child living in Rawlington Town.
I had a very supportive family. I think of my aunt, who was a gorgon when it came to education. We call her Aunt Ive, with rimless glasses and a straight back, who insisted that we all toe the line, and we did. And it was good for us, to tell you the truth.
Dr. Nelson is from a long line of teachers, with the exception of her father, who was a senior warden at the General Penitentiary.
I can remember that he would bring home the little straw bags that the men made and the little leather slippers and things like that. I can remember walking up Johnson Lane after I had done Little Red Riding Hood at ZQI. And all the neighbors are hanging through their windows and, yes, Grandma, Grandma, how are your ears so big? I guess that was my foray into drama.
An involved family life and a childhood taken up with singing on the church choir and dramatic performances on ZQI, now Radio Jamaica, explains her love for the arts and academia. However, she has been dubbed the artistic scientist by the late Professor Rex Nettleford. So, how did she develop a love for the latter?
I think my introduction to science and the love of science came with the Institute of Jamaica. We used to go down there to the museums, and they used to have, I remember, reptiles outside and various turtle and all sorts of things. And that is where I started to get an interest in science.
Though her first love was biology, the thought of having to dissect a lizard was more than Dr. Nelson could bear. So she deferred to chemistry. She graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, Botany and Zoology from the University of the West Indies, where she also completed a Diploma in Education, another in Management Studies, a Master of Arts in Education, an Executive Master of Business Administration, and a Doctorate in Philosophy. Now, on to a long and distinguished career in music and theatre.
One thing lead to another, so when faith and courage is gone.
I always had an interest in the cultural things in Jamaica, because I guess I used to perform Louise Bennett's poems when I was at St. Hugh's, Ice Tedford. Ice Tedford was the precursor to Jamaica Festival, and we used to compete, you know, from the various schools. At studying the sciences to teach science, and at the same time immersing myself in the performing arts.
She also sang with and partly directed the Kingston Singers and East Queen Street Baptist Choir, and she had her hand in the success of several school choirs across Kingston. Nevertheless, her passion lies with the University Singers, a group she has been with for way over 30 years. She started out singing with the University Chorale.
And then I was invited to sing with University Singers. Oh, joy! Carol Gascoigne-Smith, she was the director. Well, of course, I walk into the rehearsal and what do you think? They handed you the papers with the music and everybody was sad reading. But it came. Practice makes perfect.
And since she walked into the music room at Philip Sherlock Center at UWE, the University Singers has been an integral part of her development and practice as a singer and musician. By way of public service, she serves her community as a Justice of the Peace and a member of the Lay Magistrates Association of Kingston. She sits on various boards, including those of the LCB Munn Home for Girls, Jamaican Society of Scientists and Technologists, and the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission's Traditional Folk Forms Committee. Lilith Nelson has done her part, immortalizing much of Jamaica's culture in education, song, theatre, and poetry, leaving a legacy and a story of history and culture for generations to learn from and enjoy. The accomplished 72-year-old has no plans of slowing down anytime soon.
It's been a wonderful life. I mean, I'm going to 100, you know, so I have a lot more life to live and a lot more things to do. But so far, it has been wonderful.
For outstanding contribution to the fields of education, literature and Jamaican folk culture, Lilith Hyacinth Nelson.
One thing lead to another, so when
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.